We'd have to be knocking out walls and adding some parking. I apologize. I wish there was more room. Maybe we can cut down these pecan trees back here and put down some asphalt or gravel or something, make a little more room. It is an honor to have you in church this morning. And I tell you what, it's an honor to know in our heart that He is alive today. Amen. I am so glad I didn't wake up a Buddhist this morning. Amen. Or a Muslim or somebody serving a dead God. I woke up serving a risen Savior. Amen. Somebody said, what's all the shouting about around here? Good Lord, don't let a little shouting bother you. If shouting bothers you, heaven's going to scare you absolutely to death. They go to Turner Field down there and somebody hits a baseball 400 feet. 400 feet, and they come unscrewed. Jesus got up from the dead. Amen. I hadn't seen that at Turner Field. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm a Braves fan, and I cheer them on, but I'm not going to come to church and sit there with my lips sewed shut. Amen. Amen. He is alive this morning. Mark chapter number 16. We'll read some scripture, and listen, we're not going to... We're not going to celebrate Easter this morning. We're going to celebrate the resurrection. Amen. Easter is the world's holiday. The resurrection is our holiday. Amen. I have been watching on television for the last few weeks. Let me show you what I've seen advertised. M&M's, Cadbury eggs, new clothes. I've seen them advertise everything in the world but Jesus Christ. Amen. It's become just like Christmas. It's more about a rabbit, more about a basket, and more about eggs. You see, that's that world's holiday. Amen. I would give you a little history on that, but it'd make some of you upset. Amen. But we celebrate the resurrection of Christ from the dead this morning. For just a few minutes this morning, I'm going to tell you a few things that the bunny won't tell you. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm certainly not against jelly beans. Amen. I like jelly beans, especially them jelly belly jelly beans. Amen. Except that snot flavor. I don't care nothing for that or the vomit. Y'all can keep that stuff. It took a guy whacked out in the head to make that up. Amen. Amen. Anyway, I like jelly beans. I love them Reese's cup eggs. You know what I'm talking about? The chocolate and peanut butter. I'm not against candy. I'm for it. Amen. But I tell you what I'm more for. I'm going to choke to death. I am ringing, ain't I? Turn the monitors down, please, sir, if you will. I tell you what I'm for. I'm for Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Mark chapter number 16. The Bible said, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Watch this. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him as he said unto you." He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. I went to the store the other day and Melrose Cemetery is right beside the store at the end of my street. And I thought, man, I'm gonna pull in there and I'm going to visit Brother Jay Bice's grave. And I went there and I stood at Brother Jay's grave and I'm thinking in my heart, I know he's not in there really. His body's in the ground, but he's with the Lord. Amen? And I thought about the Lord as I was standing at that graveside. He's not even got a body in the ground. Amen. He is risen. He rose from the dead. Amen. Thank God somebody shout happy this morning. He's alive. Thank God. Because he lives, I get to live. Let me tell you a few things the Easter Bunny won't tell you. He won't tell you, number one, the price of Easter. The price of Easter. Easter is the most expensive holiday ever known. Amen. I'm not talking about what you spent on clothes and what you spent on chocolate eggs or jelly beans or anything else. I'm talking about a price that has already been paid some 2,000 years ago. Jesus paid the price. Amen. Hey, listen, he paid the price of sin. He marked sin's debt fully paid at Calvary. You see, man has sinned. Bible says, whereby one man's sin entered into the world. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin had a penalty, and that penalty was death.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's a saying in society, you do the crime, you do the time. Is that right, Brother Jason? You do the crime, you do the time. Well, it's just the opposite with Jesus. We did the crime, he did the time. Amen. We committed the sin, and he paid sin's debt. Fully, fully, fully paid. Listen, he did raise from the dead. But before he raised, he was brutally crucified. He was beaten. I mean, beyond recognition. You couldn't not only tell who he was, you couldn't tell what he was. The price of this holiday, the price of Resurrection Sunday. Jesus paid a debt he did not owe. Simply because you had a debt you could not pay. I couldn't pay for my sin if I wanted to. There's a lot of religions out there trying, but to no avail. To no avail. The poor Jehovah's Witness, they started out with like 344,000 going to heaven, and that was it. And seemed like every year they get more Jehovah's Witness, so they have to jump up the number that's going to heaven. And they're knocking on doors and selling their magazines. And another group's riding their bicycles and pushing the Book of Mormon. And another group's praying on a prayer rug. And they're trying to do works and trying to do good things to buy and pay their way into a place that cannot be bought by the hands of man. It's already been bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The price of Easter, thank God, it is paid in full. Hallelujah. We were in a restaurant here a while back, and I think it was me and my wife and Katie. I believe Katie was there, and Amber. If I remember right, on a Sunday, we went down here to the Iron Horse Cafe for lunch. And I stepped up to the counter and I told the waitress, I said, you never brought me a bill. I said, I came and I ate. I enjoyed the food. I had fried chicken. Somebody say amen. I had fried green tomatoes. Somebody say amen. I had fried okra. Somebody holler. Everything on my plate was fried. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you shouldn't eat fried foods. Bring them to me. Amen. I'll help you with your diet. Amen. Man, I enjoyed that food, sweet tea. I got to go to New York this week where they ain't no sweet tea. Amen. I'll be glad to get back. But listen, we sat there and enjoyed that meal. We ate like big dog. I stepped up to the desk and I said, ma'am, I never did get a bill. She said, sir, I'm sorry, but you don't have a bill. I said, what are you trying to tell me? She said, somebody paid your bill.
Amen.
While you were enjoying the food, while you were enjoying the fellowship, somebody came by and they didn't even want you to know who they were. And they said, see that man over in the corner? I want to pay for his lunch. Hey, somebody paid the price for me to get to enjoy the meal. I'm glad somebody paid the price that I can enjoy the service of the Lord. Thank God Almighty. It's good this morning to know that he lives.
Amen.
Amen. He lives in my heart. The price has already been paid for us to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Why did Jesus have to die? Because of sin. Because of sin. What is sin? It's a transgression against God. There's probably somebody here this morning would say, well, I'm not a sinner. I'm not a sinner. Have you ever lied? Have you ever lied? If you say no to that, you just did. Amen. I had a guy, my little brother got in an argument with a fella, and I know the fella, I've known him all his life. He goes to church. He told my brother, he said, I never sin. He must live in a bubble. I could sin in a bubble all by myself. Can I get a witness right there? I would be in a bubble, me and my bubble and my sin. Amen. I'd be having bad thoughts about the bubble. Amen. I'd be in there cussing the bubble. I guarantee you, I'd sin. Amen. Every one of us has sinned. Probably today. I saw some of y'all circling the building looking for a parking spot, cussing like a sailor. Amen. Hey, don't bow your head. It ain't time to pray. I can't believe they ain't got no blankety blank parking places at church. Amen. Some of you sinned before you got in the building this morning. Hey, we're all sinners. We're all condemned. We're all unworthy and we're all unclean. But thank God there was one who was perfect and sinless, who knew no sin, but yet became sin for us. As he paid the price for our sin debt. The bunny won't tell you the price of Easter. But thank God it is a very costly holiday. But I'm glad it's paid for. Amen. I'm glad it's paid in full. Amen. He won't tell you of the price of Easter. And he won't tell you of the power of Easter. It's a powerful holiday. Let me say it again. It's a powerful holiday. I love 4th of July. I love the day we celebrate our independence and our freedom. I enjoy that. Memorial Day, where we remember our fallen soldiers. I love those holidays. But thank God for Easter Sunday morning, the most powerful holiday ever been known. Up from the grave, he arose victoriously over death, hell, and the grave. Thank God the power of God is real this morning. His power was enough. Nobody ever raised themselves from the dead. Nobody ever raised anybody else from the dead. Amen. I'd like to see them televangelists try that. Amen. They come rolling them in wheelchairs and they come limping them in on crutches. I'd like to roll one in a casket. Amen. I'd like to roll somebody up there at old Benny in a casket and say, try that one. Yeah. Amen. Try that. Hey, I wish I had that kind of power. I'd go up there at the funeral home right now. Old Jeff, we went to school with, he's my age, man. He got a disease in his lungs and died. Roger, I'd go up there and lay my hand on his chest, say, up, old Jeff, let's go. I'd raise him from. I don't have that power, but I'm talking about one this morning who did, one who does have the power. Amen. Thank God for the power of God. Amen. It is. This gift of salvation is the power of God. Amen. It's a powerful, powerful holiday. It's a priceless holiday, and it's a powerful holiday. What does it have the power to do? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. We sing an old song that says there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Now around here we sing there's power, power, power in the blood. Up north they sing there is power, power, power. Amen. I have to teach them folks how to talk every time I go up there. Amen. Amen. There is still power in the blood. There's still enough power to forgive you of your sins. I'm after you as much. That's a Yankee right there, tried and true. Amen. Power. It's power in the blood. Ain't power. Amen. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what it can do? It can regenerate or rebirth the vilest sinner in the world. Sometimes we have some self-righteous, sanctimonious people sit in church and look at others like, what are you doing here? I'm going to ask you a question. What are you doing here? Ain't none of us deserve to be here. Amen. Outside the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, none of us are worthy. The Bible says there's none worthy. No, not one. But the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead, that same power washed my sin away and made me a child of God. Thank God. It's still, he ain't dead. There's still power in the blood. There's still power in this old-fashioned gospel. I know there's not many that'll preach it anymore. My daughter got invited, I won't say where, to go to a church with a friend. She told me it was the most unreal thing she ever saw in her life. She said they sung a hymn, and she thought, well, that ain't too bad. That's pretty good. But then they dimmed the lights, and the smoke started coming out, and the lights started flashing. They had a rock concert. She said then the preacher got up and read the text from the woman at the well and just kind of danced all around it. He never did really did get down to it. Hey, we get down to it around here. Amen. We ain't going to skirt around the gospel. We're going to preach that all have sinned. And we're going to preach that Jesus died for sinners. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, you sure are mentioning the blood a lot this morning. I mean to. For without it, we're hopeless, man. For without it, we're hopeless. The price of Easter, they won't tell you about. I didn't see that on a single commercial. I didn't see anything on those commercials about the power of this holiday. And I tell you something else I didn't see. I didn't see anything about the promise of this holiday. It's a priceless holiday. It is a powerful holiday, but it's a holiday with promise. I said it's a holiday with promise. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter number 14, he said, hey, I'm going away. Yeah. I'm going away. But if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, if I fall over graveyard dead this morning, Brother John, y'all just shout her out. I'm in glory. Just as soon as the last breath leaves my body, I've got a promise from the Word of God. But because He lived, I will live. Because He resurrected, I will resurrect. I was standing there at Brother Jave's graveside the other day looking at that beautiful headstone, and I was just grinning. I was thinking about, I kept feeling, hoping the ground would start rumbling underneath me. One of these days, because Jesus came out of that tomb, there's going to be some graves bust open all over this world. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, you can read it. You can read it. Hey, the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, the Bible said. That old vile, messed up body that was wrecked with sin and cursed with sin, it's coming up and it's going to be changed immediately. The Bible said in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. What's it going to be changed to? We're going to trade this one in for one just like his. Amen. Hey, we're getting the same model Jesus got. Hallelujah. John said, we don't know what we shall be, but when He shall appear, He said, we shall be like Him. Somebody gave me years ago, I have it in my office. It looks like a little New Testament, but it's not. It's a God's Promise Book, I believe is the title of it. God's Promise Book. And it's about the size of a New Testament. You know what it is? It's just Scripture. Verse after verse after verse after verse. And you know what I found, Brother Robbie, as I read that thing? There's a promise for every area, every detail, every trouble, every trial, every decision that I'd ever have to make. I've got a promise from the Word of God. Amen. Hey, listen, we believe the old book around here. Amen. We believe when God said it, He meant it. Amen. And we believe it so much, we don't try to fix it. Amen. I ain't got no words in my Bible X'd out. Amen. I want them all, even them I don't like. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's some of them I don't like. Amen. Love your enemy. Yeah, come on, all that kind of stuff. I don't like that stuff, but it's in that book and I got to believe it. Amen. Amen. It's a priceless holiday. Jesus paid a price that He did not owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. And your sin debt's been fully paid. He said, preacher, how do I know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die? Except what He's already done. Amen. There's no seven-step program. There's no class to sit through. You just simply call on, that's what the Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The reason you don't have to do anything, because it is already done. Amen. You've just got to put your faith and your hope in what Jesus already did up there on that cross at Calvary. It's a done deal.
Yes, sir.
The only thing keeping you from heaven is accepting it.
Amen.
Amen. Accepting it. It's a priceless holiday. It's a powerful holiday. Amen. I could point out some people this morning. Normally I do, but I won't embarrass them this morning. There's drug dealers in this room. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about bona fide drug dealers. There's convicts. There's drunks. There's dope heads sitting in this room. There's adulterers sitting in this room. Every sin just amount you can imagine. You're sitting in church with them today. People like to go to church where they think everybody's perfect. This ain't that place. This is far from that place. But I'm going to tell you how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. It'd take a drug dealer and put him in the choir. I got the biggest meth dealer in three counties sitting in my choir this morning. Singing, "I came by the way of the cross." Woo! Hey, I traded in at Calvary. I traded in my dope dealing situation for a choir singing situation. I went from selling dope to helping dopers. Amen. You know what that is? That is the power of God. For God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It's a priceless holiday. It's a powerful holiday. You said, "Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through." You don't know what He did. You don't know what He did. People tell me all the time, if I come in that church, the roof will cave in. Nah. It got a crack in the ceiling all the way. That's when Stacy came. Amen. That's close as it's ever came. Amen. Got a crack in the sheetrock. Roof ain't going to cave in on you. You ain't got a clue who's here this morning. I'm talking about the power of God to transform your life. You know what it can do? Hey, sir, it can make you love your wife. It can make you be good to your children. I love that old song, Brother Wayne Ball. He's in heaven now. Brother Charles, that song he used to sing, "Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be." He comes home, tells that little boy who's hiding behind the door, he said, "Son, don't worry. You got a new daddy now. Daddy ain't gonna hit you no more. Daddy ain't gonna beat mama up no more." Hey, I'm telling you, the power of God will make you love your wife. It'll make you love your children. It'll make you love your church. It'll make you love one another. Thank God, man. I've seen people's lives turned around that people said there was no hope for. My own daddy told my mother that I'd be dead or in jail. Thank God I'm glad I had a heavenly father who said, "No, I got another idea." Amen. Amen. I'm going to take him out of the plaza parking lot fighting and put him in the pulpit.
Yeah.
Amen. The night my daddy told my mama that, Terry, was the night you was there. Thank God the power of God changed your life. Boy, you ought to grab on to it this morning. The price has already been paid. The power is enough. It's enough. How much is enough? Jesus said it was more than enough. He said, "I'm come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly." More than enough. Won't you give Him your life this morning? Why don't you accept the price that's been paid? Trust in the power of His salvation and then accept the promise. You're going to heaven when you die. I got a verse on that. I got some scripture on that. I got a promise from God's Word. If Brother Tommy tells me, "Brother Eddie, you're going to heaven when you die," he lies. I can't trust everything he says. He told me I look sharp this morning. I can't believe everything he says. But when Jesus tells me that I'll live again, that I'm going to heaven when I die, brother, I can carry that one to the bank. Amen. That check will not bounce. It's covered. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Bunny won't tell you the price of Easter. He won't tell you the power of Easter or give you the promise of Easter. Let me give you one more before we're done. He won't tell you the priority of Easter either. The priority of Easter. Priority is the order you set things in. I don't care if you got Easter baskets. I don't care if you got baby chickens. Amen. People used to get baby chickens on Easter. Or bunny rabbits. I don't care. That's not priority number one. Priority number one is realizing who Jesus is, realizing what Jesus did, and trusting Him with all your heart. Let's bow our heads all over the house this morning. We'll have you out of here in just a minute, but let's just be patient. Nobody's looking around this morning. I wonder if there's somebody here today. Said, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure if I died just like I am, that I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure. I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Hey, I wouldn't come to you or embarrass you. Just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand, say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. Thank you. Thank you so much, fellas. Anybody else? Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. If you can really know in your heart where you'll spend eternity, I'd like to get that settled. Please pray for me. Just slip up your hand. Put it right back down. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. How about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. But man, I ain't nowhere near where I'm supposed to be. Pray I'd just get my heart back where it ought to be again. How about that? Hands all over this building. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for a good day. Thank you, Lord, that this is not a fairy tale to us. It's real. You are alive, and you do hear every word coming from our lips. But Lord, not only do you hear our prayers, but God, you saw the hands that were raised this morning. Lord, don't let these men leave here unsettled about their soul. Don't let this young lady leave not knowing where she'll spend eternity. Lord, help them to realize the price has already been paid. Lord, help them to accept the power and believe the promise this morning that you've offered them. Lord, you saw all the other hands. You know every need. Father, just have your way in this altar call, and we'll thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God dealing with your heart. Why don't you come? Somebody will meet you right here and pray with you. Go ahead, guys, and sing. God dealing with your heart. Why don't you come?